This is called not drowning. Maybe a lot of kids growing up in this water area of 10,000 lakes have an experience like mine. I was born in another language, in my mother's tongue that flowed like the river around my childhood. I was shore to sapphire and stones and music of the accordions and tailgate parties and nighttime arguments. I write in the currents. Instead of a beginning, expect hidden sources, underground springs, and cold streams. Expect a brogue, a Finnish tongue. I fell in her silences, in the sound of falling water. There is a river between a girl and her mother, two tongues of long rivers. They rehearse the forces of reversals, harness an awkward, onward, outward neverness. I learned to swim by drowning. She was one way, and I another, but followed in her shadow and flow. Rivers talk in verse and lead to the mouth. I pour sentences into waves that rise into crests and break, roll like surf, grind down to syllables and vowels. I swallow mist. The river here and elsewhere runs through toxic waste and green organic matter, through the past into the future, all the same according to the river. Erosion and accretion, migration and migration. Now is the river, and now, and now, and now. This is where I wade, oblivious to the drop-off. Nothing stops here, and her, she bewilders, wilder for a moment, then idler, ice, or vapor. In the riverbank, frogs sleep. As the ice breaks and sun makes mud, the river pours past awakenings, broken stems, old grass, roots, fallen limbs, new sprouts. The river erases, lifts the bottom to the top, sinks the surfaces around the bends and through channels down slopes in between over boulder and rock, over ledge and limitations, under this bridge and through that. River pushes everything aside back into the confluence. She travels through layers, through violence and its afterwash, silence and sibilance and distant acquaintance. Rivers lie and never lie, remain awake while sleeping. Rivers don't ask what matters or if it does. They're falling as they're falling, tangled and nonconforming with gaps and circuits and junctures. A birth in this world is a death in the other. A death in this world is a birth in the other. If you are a child bearing a mother or a mother bearing a child, there is a vibration, a tone, an echo, broken in a place where broken finds new form and new forms are broken. Where one ends, another begins, over or underground. What drives the river must be driven further. Some say words don't matter, not in short lines or longer. Many texts have ground into stones, into fine sand, and then the wind takes it farther. Rivers digress. They speak many languages. They are gospel. All possibility, muddy and clear. Every drop must merge and surge. Can surging not be poetry? The river is far-fetched, a lesson in ecstasy with opposing forces, apostasy, erotic urges. She was dancing while I was drowning. Currents plunge from stone and precipice, take the breath, hold oncoming dangers against desires. Rivers enter the graves of other rivers, fall from other births. I come from underwater. There was a ladder of light I had to climb. One joins instead of begins, finds another bar with higher and lower notes. Apprehensions, uncertainties, and fragments float, and I was saved. Rain falls and soil slides in, and the rivers wick into crevices and creep along concrete forms. There, but for the grace of fluid dynamics, rivers fill root capillaries, erode the bones, dampen the percussion, carrying all the light. They pulled me from the river. The air came back into my lungs. My mother, a cantata, opera, symphony with continuous finales, was gone, but still arriving. Thank you.